Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. Today's guest is Carly Ferrante. She is a New York City-based writer and editor and the host of Mostly Balanced podcast. She covers all things dating, relationships, and wellness. So hi, Carly. Welcome.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm in season 10 and I've been trying to get Carly since season 9. So I'm so happy that 2024 is the year.
This is the year. Oh my God, season 10. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So why don't we start by having you introduce yourself to my listeners. Tell us who you are and also your relationship with New York City.
Yes, I love that question. Okay, so like you said, I'm Carly. I'm the host of the Mostly Balanced podcast. I'm also a writer, and I write and talk about all things under the dating umbrella and wellness, as you said. So I cover like all topics. I interview guests from all different backgrounds and talk about dating, sex, relationships. A lot of my listeners are in New York City, mm-hmm. and I've lived in New York City for over a decade now. So I feel like I have a lot, and I do have a lot of experience dating there, living there. And so my relationship with New York City, I mean, I love the city. It's my favorite place in the world. So I moved here in 2009. So actually, yeah, it's been 15 years, actually almost to the day, because I moved here in January 2009. And I've only spent a year or two out of the city altogether since then. And it always just pulls me back. So I do love it.
I love hearing that. You're definitely a New Yorker now because yes. You've officially made it past, they say, the 9-year mark.
Yeah.
So what is your relationship status right now?
I'm in a relationship.
Did you meet your partner through an app? Tell me the brief overview story.
Yes. So I met my boyfriend on Hinge. So plug for Hinge. I definitely have gone through a love-hate relationship with dating apps, and it's always been kind of funny because I recommend them so much. I think it's hands down the best way to meet a partner if you're looking for somebody, especially in a city like New York where the pool is just so huge. But obviously, having been on the apps for almost a decade, I know how frustrating they can be. So I was always on them and off them and like downloading and deleting the apps. And Hinge was always kind of like my go-to. But this current relationship that I'm in, which has been a little over a year, is the only serious relationship I've ever been in from an app. So now, of course, I'm like shouting from the rooftops how great the apps are. But I do know that it can be difficult when you're like kind of in it and feeling frustrated.
I have the same perspective. I actually wrote a book called Unhinged, and it's all about my dating New York City experiences with the app Hinge. Like, I'm definitely an advocate for that. But I met my partner in real life, like, literally the moment I decided intentionally to delete the apps. But that's a whole other story. This is not about me, it's about you. I would love to know kind of how you started Mostly Balanced podcast, and what was that moment when you were like, you know what, I'm very into openly talking about relationships, and now I want to basically start a podcast. Like, talk me through that whole, I guess, decision.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to talk about. So I have actually just started as a solo podcast host. So I started the podcast with my best friend, Mia, who used to be the co-host, and she has recently stepped away. But basically, it was born out of the fact that her and I just bonded so much over all things dating. Mm-hmm. And we worked together for years before we really became like best friends. And it was like a moment when the two of us got lunch together and we just kind of both got really vulnerable and shared like all of our dating issues and our relationship history. And we realized we had so many things in common and had so many like sort of obstacles that we never really talked about, even to people that we had been friends with like our whole lives. Like sometimes these topics are just not easy to talk about, especially like I think sometimes when you're getting advice from friends, they can put in so much of their own experience into it, and it can be tough to get like a real unbiased opinion. And so it was just like kind of refreshing because we really barely knew each other at the time. And so we were just like putting it all out there. And then that really like it kind of bonded us together because we were able to be so open with each other, and we became best friends from there. So fast forward probably like a year or so, and I was moving out of the city for work for a little while. And we were like, how are we going to keep in touch? And like, we hope our friendship isn't affected. And at the time it was when podcasts were like really starting to be more of a thing. So we were always talking about our favorite podcasts, and we were kind of wishing like that we were the ones on the podcast having the conversation. Like we wanted to get into it, into the conversation. So we just decided to start it. And that was now about like a little over 3 years ago. And it just like, it started as a very broad wellness, like all different topics. We talk about like astrology, we talk about manifestation, we talk about dating, we talk about fitness, food, and all, and like entrepreneurship and work and all of that. But every conversation always went back to dating and relationships. And one of the things that I've just really learned, especially as a writer writing on that topic and interviewing so many people, is that like when your relationships are going well, the rest of your life is going better. And when your life is going well, your relationships are better. So it's like it all fits together. So even though we're a dating podcast, we do still talk about all those other things that we used to cover. We just kind of tie it all back with how it relates to your dating life. And I just like love to see that like holistic perspective of how all the things go together.
I love hearing that because I feel like also I met my partner when I was at the highest of my life. Not to say that I'm not now because I'm a new mom, but I look back and I was like, I was living by myself. I was living in Williamsburg, which is one of my favorite neighborhoods ever. It was like my dream apartment. I wrote this book. I just released it. Like I was on a high horse of being like so proud of my accomplishments and, you know, just genuinely feeling extremely content and happy. And I felt like I wasn't looking, but it is true. I do feel like where you're at in life, it really radiates like a specific energy and aura to the world, because there were also moments when I was single, but I was still closed off, but didn't realize. Like I would go out, but I was not openly available, I guess you can say. So I love that you take this holistic perspective instead of just categorizing and looking at your life in these buckets, which I feel like a lot of us tend to do. But I want to tie this back in with New York City. What do you think is the most difficult part about New York City men or just dating in a city like New York City? Just because, like you said in the beginning, it's a very tough place to even like dip your toes in.
Yeah. And I'm so happy you said everything you just said, because I really do feel the same way, that like it wasn't until I was like so happy in my own life and feeling really intentional about like why I even wanted a partner that I met somebody that was like really aligned. Because for a while I was like, I kind of just felt like I was supposed to have someone I was dating, and I would go after guys who were either unavailable or who like didn't like me as much as I like them, or they would like, I wouldn't really be interested in them. I'd just be like going through the motions, and it was never aligned because I was always looking for something to like fill something in my life. But then once my life was full and I really just wanted someone who was going to like complement it and add to it, and like who I felt like was like worthy of me like sharing my life with, was that was when I really met somebody. So I love that you said that. And I feel like that's one of the things that like I really, really talk about and mostly balanced and focus on in the dating planner that I offer, is like getting really intentional about your dating life and figuring that out so that you can call in somebody who's more aligned. So we could talk about more about that, but just to answer your question, so New York City is just like, there's highs and lows for dating in New York City. So I've definitely, like I said, I was single for the majority of the time that I've been living here before I was in this relationship. I had other relationships, but I would say the bulk of it, I was single and on the apps and meeting people in real life. Like, I don't know how old you are. I'm 34, but I feel like my early years in the city, it was like all in real life meetings. And then I've seen it really change to app dating. But I think the biggest thing is like probably what a lot of people would say, is that like everyone you meet, you kind of feel like they could just meet someone new like tomorrow. So it's like everybody's looking for like the best possible thing, and everybody has this image in their head of like the perfect partner that they want. And I think that it was kind of, and I would catch myself doing this too, or like if I'm on a date with somebody and they had like one, they said one little thing that bothered me, or like they had one thing that wasn't exactly what I pictured in my partner, I would kind of just like write it off. And it's so easy to just like open up the apps and start swiping, or in New York City, like go into a bar and talk to me. Like, I feel like there's just people everywhere. So it's sort of like the, always reaching for like something better. You have to like, I think you have to like stop doing that and like realize that there could be someone in front of you who has everything you want. Like, you don't have to keep like searching for like that. Like, it's kind of like a maximizer mindset where you're like really trying to just like find something better all the time. So I think I felt sometimes insecure going on dates because I felt like a guy could just do that. It's like, oh, we might have a great time, but like, who knows? He's probably swiping on other people right now, and he might. So, and so I think that makes it harder to find people who want to commit. And it also makes you like feel a little bit insecure or like more worried about like where the relationship is going, because you know that they could so easily be like, they have access to somebody just like on their phone at all times. So that was kind of like in my younger, like when I was like in my 20s dating, I feel like that contributed to a lot of the struggles I had in dating, because I was always sort of like unsure of like where I stood with people or like that sort of thing.
This brings me to the topic of like the spark and the debate of attraction versus chemistry, because I'm curious to know, like, if you obviously, you know, this is hypothetically since you are in a relationship, but from your past experience when you were dating, do you believe that like initial attraction or chemistry was was a strong indicator of whether or not you would go on a second date with somebody? Because I'm sure you've been on dates where it wasn't, you know, you probably didn't hit it off. Like, you guys got along, it was a fairly okay date, but your gut wasn't like, oh my God, like, you know, having these like butterflies. I also hear sometimes, you know, you start as friends and you can develop feelings. So I'm just curious to know your perspective on this idea of a spark. And do you feel like in your core that that actually is a sign?
Yeah, I feel like I could talk about that forever. I think that I don't think that having a spark necessarily means that you guys are going to be good together. But I would say that like not having any chemistry in the beginning is probably a bad sign. I think I do think that chemistry can grow, but I feel like there has to be like a little bit of something to go off of. Like, you have to feel like kind of attracted to the person, or you have to feel like some type of connection between the two of you. I think that like I've written it off way too soon in the past because it wasn't like strong enough. Whereas I could have recognized like, oh no, there is something I am. Like, I think all you need to know when you're going on a first date with someone is like, are you curious enough to like keep getting to know them more? So instead of saying like the spark wasn't like a 10 out of 10, or like I didn't feel as much chemistry as I did with like the last guy I dated or something like that, like just think, oh, that was fun. Like, they're interesting. I could see myself being attracted to them. I want to get to know them more is kind of like how I gauge it. But like, I've definitely been on dates with people where like the sparks are flying and it's not a good match. So I think you have to think of like all the other elements.
I love the word that you chose, and it's like curious. It's like, are you curious to know more about this person? Because that's really what these dates are for, right? It's like you're getting to know them and you're not just asking questions just to ask them. Like, there is this genuine desire and like interest in knowing more about them. And I do think that's basically what dating is all about. Like, that's the part I do miss. Don't tell my partner. But I mean, besides like getting dressed, because I love that as well. Like, I always looked forward to all my dates. It was never about like meeting the person or like, oh my God, am I gonna have a boyfriend? It was always like, I'm meeting somebody new. And I always had the mindset of like, this app is just bringing two people together that otherwise wouldn't have met, right? It doesn't mean that like we need to get married. I know people who have had business connections through like dating apps. So it's just cool that can happen. It's really just like a connector.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I definitely like don't want to gender stereotype, but I do feel like more men that I know are able to have that mindset than like the women that I know. And so I always feel bad when women like ask questions about like, oh, I'm like so fed up with like going on dates and like, how do I get excited about it? And I like, because it's like, if you just sort of like stripped away all the pressure or like the expectations and you literally thought about it, how you just said, like, I'm just getting to know someone new. I'm getting to like try a new restaurant. I'm getting to like put on a cute outfit. Like
Exactly.
it could just be fun. But I know like, if you're like really dying to meet someone and you haven't, you can get so discouraged. But I don't think you're going to meet someone in a discouraged mindset. You have to be having fun.
Absolutely. It's all about the mindset and how you go into it, and definitely having, I don't want to say no expectations, but like managing your expectations for
Yeah,
sure.
exactly.
So I want to shift gears a little bit to talking about if you're in a relationship, there usually comes a time, I don't know, maybe like 8 out of 10 times where it's a rough patch, right? I mean, it's never going to be sunshines and rainbows. And you might question, is this relationship working for me? And the thing that we all have to remember is that there are two people in a relationship that are often in their own paths, right? They're growing at their own rate. And more often than not, the relationship usually ends due to the fact that like two people are growing apart instead of growing together. So what is your whole mindset on, I guess, like when that happens? Like, how do you know when to fight for a relationship or like when to leave? I think so often it's easy to leave, right? It's like people, it's maybe it's going back to New York City dating, seeing like the grass is greener on the other side. Like, okay, this isn't working for me. I'm not getting my needs met, so I'm going to find somebody else. But I realize from dating is, you know, love is a choice. You have to wake up every day and say, I'm going to choose this person. I'm going to choose to stick through X, Y, and Z. But then sometimes I think you should also have like your boundaries and like your expectations and values. So I don't even know how to phrase this question, but it's like, it's hard because I want to just ask, like, what is your mindset on, yeah, like if you're in limbo, what are the questions that you ask yourself? What are the, how does your mind work in making that really tough decision?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And honestly, I'm always like really impressed by the couples who have been together since they were like in their early 20s or even earlier than that, like people who met in high school and then lasted, because like they did exactly what you're saying. They like grew together. And I think that's like extremely difficult to do. But I also do think that it's difficult to date when you are more like established in yourself, and so you're like less willing to bend on those like boundaries or those things. Like I remember when I first started dating my current partner, like I was like very set in who I was, and I was super into him and like excited to be going out with him. But I also like had this like weird panic where I was like, oh, but what about these things about my life that like I love? Like, what if they have to change? Like, what if my day to day has to change? Or what if like I can't do like things like solo travel that like I love? Like, I kind of just like started to worry about the compromises I would have to make. But I think the way that like I've gotten past that and sort of it just like that stopped being an issue at all because our communication was like so good from the start. And that's like I can't even like take credit for that, but he is like a very good communicator. And so I think that like even just learning about your partner's communication style in the beginning can help you so much to get through any issue you have. Because like you said, it's not like all gonna be like rainbows and butterflies. Like you're gonna have difficult times, and the only thing that's gonna get you through them is being able to communicate with each other. So I think that it's gonna look different for everybody, but like personally, if I have a disagreement or if I have something that like I feel like not good about in my relationship, like I need to like take time to like think about it before I talk. Whereas like some people like just need to get it all out there like right then and there. And like that sounds like such a simple, like such a small, trivial like difference in communication styles, but that like makes a huge difference. Like to be able to recognize, like I love to talk about things right away. I like to like take some time away and then come back and then come up with some type of like compromise there will make such a huge difference. 'Cause I would like sort of resort to just being like, I'm leaving and we'll talk about this later. And that will like then make your partner, if they're not in that same like mindset, like really mad. I feel like they'll be like kind of feel like you're not like valuing the relationship or the conversation as much. So that's like just one small example, but I think just it all comes down to communication. And I think that it also is like communication with yourself and like being honest with yourself as much as you are with the other person, that like if you're having an issue in your relationship or you feel like you're growing on like a separate path from the person, you have to really get honest about like what you want and what's going to make you happy, because like you're not going to make anyone else happy unless you're making yourself happy. So you have to think about like, do you want this relationship to work in the long term? And like, do you want to grow with this person? Or have you really like grown apart? So I think before you can have those bigger conversations with your partner, you have to just like get really, really clear with yourself. Because you're not doing anyone any favors if you're staying with somebody who you're kind of like growing apart from. But I think that like, as I've gotten like more experienced with dating and like gotten a little bit older, that I feel like I'm able to understand that like you shouldn't like walk away over like one small thing, and that like in most cases, if you do have a strong foundation, like you should be able to get through those difficult conversations and those difficult times, just with like communication and really understanding the other person.
I love your answer and I agree. And I definitely think it always comes back to communication and coming back to checking in with your partner. But it is interesting because I feel like what I've learned also in a relationship is that, you know, they're their own person, right? And they obviously have survived throughout X amount of years that they've been living. But we live in our heads. You live in your own body. So like you are your thoughts, right? Whatever is in your mind, that's your reality. So sometimes it's hard because when you feel a certain way or the partner isn't responding in a certain way or acting in a certain way, it's so easy for us to pass judgment and say like, well, I wouldn't do that, you know? And then that gets you like angry and you have to communicate with that. And also the household that you've been brought up, right? Like you might have your communication style with your family might have been different than mine and different from your partner's, and that carries over with relationships. It's just, there's so much that goes into play. And I feel like dating is just the very, very beginning. And then it opens this whole world of real adulting with another individual person. So it's crazy. I think a lot of people, when they're single, they really want to be in relationships, but because of this sizing the idea of a relationship and going back to what you said about having like a certain vision for who your partner is. So it's just a lot. I don't know. I'm just like trying to take it all in because there's so much that goes into relationships. I want to go back to you having a digital planner.
Yes.
And when did you launch that? And just tell me about why did you even decide to, you know, create it?
Yeah, so thank you for asking. I launched it at the end of December, so at the end of 2023, and it really is like a culmination of everything that I did to like improve my own dating life. And I just started to like notice such a pattern between like the things that our community on Mostly Balanced were like, the questions people were asking, the advice they were asking for. There's so many recurring themes and so many things that I struggled with and still do struggle with, like, and like, especially when I was dating, that I felt like, wow, I feel like a lot of the things that I did would be super helpful for other people who are dating. And there wasn't anything out there like it. Like, so I, and it's so what it is, it's the Mostly Balanced digital planner, digital dating planner. And it's going to eventually be like a hard copy planner that you can order as well. Like a printed version, but right now it's just digital. So it can be used on an iPad or a desktop, mostly iPad. But so it has all the elements of like a regular planner calendar that you would go in and like plan your day, your week, or your month. But then it has this whole section that's basically an ebook on intentional dating. So there's like everything in there, from like tips for making your dating app profile better, like attract better matches, tips for really figuring out what you want, like advice for like everyone. Like when everyone talks about sort of like manifesting their partner, they talk about like writing a list of all the things they want in a partner. So there's sort of like exercises like that, but a lot more intentional, that bring in more of like what you bring to a relationship and how you can really like embody the type of relationship that you want before you even have it, so that you can attract that and attract more relevant matches. And then there's like advice for before you go on a date, advice for on a date, advice for like how to interact with someone after a date. There's like a tracker for your dating app matches and a date tracker and a post-date reflection log. It just like sort of
lot.
houses like, yeah, houses like everything that I wish that like, because I would like be using like a little Excel spreadsheet to like write down the dates I was going on. And like, not that I was even going on, like, I definitely was never one of those people who was going on like 4 dates a week or anything, but I just felt like I needed, and there's like actual research behind like having writing things down in order to actually make sense of everything in your head. Like, you might feel like you did so much work on yourself, like dating wise or like self work, but like if it's all just living in your head, I feel like it's really not going to come to life, and you're going to keep making the same mistakes, the same dating mistakes. And it sort of ties in with what I was saying earlier about how I think all the elements of your life like really balance each other out and really impact each other. So that's why I wanted to make it like have the elements of a daily planner where you can organize your thoughts, organize your priorities, like keep track of your plans for the week. So you feel like your best self, and that way you're showing up better like in your dating life. And you can set goals, like if you want to set a number of dates you want to go on per month or things like that. But it really, like, people, I've gotten a lot of great feedback. It's really, really helpful. And I'm just really excited about it. I'm excited to hopefully help some people just really get more intentional about dating.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And I feel like that's what it what the planner is for, is to be intentional. I think sometimes we go into it and there's nothing wrong with kind of going with the flow, right? But if you are serious, it does give you that like check-in point of like, where do I stand? How do I feel? Because oftentimes, especially with dating, it's a very selfish act, right? It's like me, 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 me. But it's also this planner, I think, holds people accountable to kind of doing a little bit of self-reflection as well. So I'm here for it, and I would definitely link that. My podcast is called The City Confessions, and after I invite my guests to give me a, you know, overview of their background, I love for them to share a city confession. And I want to preface this by saying that this could be anything. This could be something personal, professional, on the surface, like a fun fact, a misconception people have of you, an assumption you think you want to clear up, or it can be something more deep and dark about, I don't know, your past, your insecurities. It's however, Carly, you receive this question. So, what is your city confession?
Okay, I love this question. I feel like I have to, okay. I was gonna think about it for a minute, but I feel like there's one thing that just like popped into my head immediately. So as I've said, my podcast, Mostly Balanced, is all about dating, and that's what we've been talking about. And I think that I spent like a lot of time being like regretting certain things from my dating history. And I think that that really was another thing that held me back from meeting somebody who was aligned with all the things that I wanted, because I was really beating myself up over things that I like decisions I had made in the past. So specifically, I had one relationship in my mid 20s where it was just like the definition of a toxic relationship. And like, I would get like triggered when somebody would call it that at the time. Cause I'm like, it's not toxic. I like hate that word. I feel like people put it on everything. But then reflecting back, I'm like, this really was like, it was, and it was one of those things where, I'm not even saying like that necessarily like a toxic person. It was just like the way we were together, and it lasted for so long. And it was like the years where so many of my friends were getting engaged and like meeting the people they were going to be with. And then I think for like a few years after I finally ended that, I was just so mad at myself for like, quote, wasting those years or like making those decisions. And I would think back and like, you know, I don't know if you ever have felt this, but like, if you think back on something and you're like, I would never do that now. So like, who, what, like, well, who was that person that was making that decision? And so I spent a lot of time feeling like that. And it wasn't until I just like really had this realization where I was like, there's like a reason that that happened. And if that didn't happen, then so many other things that like I'm grateful for now wouldn't have happened. Like, it was, for example, like I said earlier, one of the things that I really bonded with Mia, my best friend who I started Mostly Balanced with, like that was one of the things that really like brought us together, is me like opening up to her about that. So there's like big things that I feel like are like happening in your life because of mistakes that you made in the past. So I think that like the biggest thing, and I don't know if this like counts as a confession, but like just like owning the things that you might feel were mistakes, and like they don't need to define you. Like, you can leave them in the past, you don't have to think about them every day, but like own them and realize that that made you who you are today. I think that that's like a huge thing that I learned, and that was like That's a big chunk of my time, like in the city, that I feel like really did impact me. And I'm honestly like happy that it happened the way that it did because it brought me to where I am now.
I'm so happy you share that, first of all, because I also believe that it is easy in hindsight to look back and say, what was I thinking? Or like, why didn't see that? Or again, wasted years, wasted time. But I truly believe that people come into your life for a reason and they are serving you a purpose, even if it was quote unquote toxic, because trust me, I've been in toxic relationships. It's like they've obviously taught me something about like what I don't want in a relationship, right? That is still one step closer to finding what you do want. And it's like we attract people for a reason. Like they are mirrors of us, and in some shape, way, or form, it's self-serving. Like I've learned that in therapy, which has been eye-opening. And also, like you said, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be where you are now if all of those didn't happen. And I think adopting that mindset helps the listeners and whoever, you know, is watching this as well to kind of feel better about where they're at in life and to not question it. It's like a grounding mindset. So I love that you mentioned that.
And I think that like if sorry, I was
No,
just
go
gonna say, I
ahead.
think that like if you, like you said, you attract people for a reason, but I think it's like a good reminder to be aware of like if you are attracting the same person or like the same type of relationship or a similar relationship over and over again, it could very well be because you're like not owning it or not like realizing what you were supposed to learn from that. So that's like also another thing in the planner that I have is that like you really reflect back on relationships and like pinpoint the lesson that you learned from it. And I feel like that helps you sort of let go, but hold on to that lesson and like move forward to something a little bit better.
Absolutely. I'm always about like the universe, and I'm like, the universe is like,
Yes.
you haven't graduated, like you haven't learned yet. So like I'm gonna keep throwing you these men and putting you in situations until you are like ready to like level up, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, so I end my podcast with a fire round of New York City
Ooh.
questions. You can answer it with the first word that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's
Yes.
pretty easy. Okay, so
Ooh,
if you can describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
oh my God. Exciting.
What's your favorite thing about the city?
The restaurants.
What's your least favorite thing?
Smell
Yeah,
like
everybody says that. What is your go-to spot or restaurant?
okay, so I have to say matcha full just because I'm obsessed with matcha, so I'm not gonna say a restaurant, I'm just gonna say matcha
No,
full.
that's a spot. And the last question is, if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
The people. I know like there's some not so great people here, of course, but the people that it's brought into my life.
Absolutely. So I'm happy that we connected, right? I feel like this is also a
Yes.
reason why you are on my podcast and I'm going to be on yours. So I love the little swap we're doing. But for everybody listening, thank you so much for tuning in. And if you're watching this as well, I will have all of Carly's information in the show notes and her links and her digital planner. That sounds exciting. Make sure you check that out and I will see you all next week. All right. Bye.
Thank you.